This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got a project that our weekend show has been working on with the BBC World Service that's framed roughly around this question. How do you make it in a global economy? Because whether you're running a multinational conglomerate or just your own monthly budget, there is no getting around that whole globalization thing. So for the next couple of weeks, Marketplace and BBC reporters are going to be all over the world trying to answer that question. How do you make it in a global economy? Today from Germany, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark and a waitress in Berlin.
Before we get to the waitress, a little context about the German economy in which she waits tables. Maybe when you think of the German economy, certain things come to mind. Good pay, lots of vacation, strong social safety net, and, you know, that whole cliche about
the precision of German engineering.
The power of German engineering.
Pre-tuned by German engineers.
And for many years, those cliches were pretty right on. Precise German engineering led to lots of well-made German products, cars, engines, industrial machines, built by lots of well-paid German workers. They could be so well-paid because their well-made products were in demand around the world. It was known as the economic miracle, or to use one of those cool German compound words, the Wirtschaftswunder. And that led to another Germanism. I'll let an actual German pronounce this one.
Wohlstand für alle, which means material well-being for all.
Peter Bofinger is an economist and an advisor to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He says this concept of Wohlstand für alle, of shared prosperity, may still be the German model, but it's not always the reality these days.
In fact, we have seen in the last 20 years more or less a stagnation of living standards for the majority of the population.
And a rise in the number of working poor. As globalization leads to fewer well-paid manufacturing jobs in Germany and to more temporary, part-time, and low-paid work.
Okay, so this is our lunch menu, changing every day.
Which brings us to that waitress in Berlin.
And we have an apple wild herb salad.
Felicitas Sonnenberg. She's pulling out a notepad from a black and red polka-dotted belt strapped around her waist to take a customer's order.
So are you comfortable with chopsticks?
Yes. Felicitas makes just 8.5 euro an hour, about the equivalent of $9.70 in the U.S.
It's gastronomy, so it's difficult to find a place where you get much more.
In fact, working in gastronomy, or restaurants as we'd say in the U.S., along with taxi driving, hairdressing, and other kinds of service jobs, that's just the kind of work that many of Germany's new working poor do. Pay's gotten so low in many of these fields that at the beginning of the year, Germany established a minimum wage for the first time ever. But even with that raise, Felicitas says she still can't quite make ends meet.
It would be wonderful to live with my money, what I earn in my job, but it's not enough without help of the state.
Felicitas is divorced, raising her two kids on her own. She gets some money from the government to help pay rent, to help with daycare, and she says she's grateful for it. But in recent years, Germany, which has long been known for its strong social safety net, has been rethinking how much it spends on that net. Felicitas says she can feel that scrutiny when she goes to her local welfare office.
I recognize that they were treating me like somebody who doesn't want to work, who only wants to get the money of the state, and I am not like that.
Like, what are some of the phrases that they use?
A single mother can work 8 hours a day.
Felicitas only works part-time right now, but she says as a single mom, even that can be a tough balancing act.
Mami, dürfen ich und Leo baden?
Ich werde gleich baden, aber
once Felicitas is home from work, her two kids are eager for her attention. Mommy, can I have a bath? Her daughter asks, tugging at her mom's sleeve. And once Felicitas fills that bath,
Mama, 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 Mama. Everything has to be done in a certain way to finish in time to bring the children to bed at 9 o'clock.
But after they go to bed, Felicitas is busy making plans for how she's going to make it.
Yes, okay, so 1 second.
She goes over to a shelf to pull out a black and red polka-dotted belt.
With buttons.
It's just like the one she wears at the restaurant to keep her pen and pad of paper for taking orders.
I developed a kind of bag. It's like a belt, a waitress belt. And I wanted to produce this and have my own company.
She's shopped her design around to people in the fashion industry, gotten coaching from state-funded agencies on how to prototype and trademark the design. She has the trademark certificate framed, hanging in a hallway in her apartment.
This is my office.
She's told the welfare agency about her efforts to start her own business. She says they warned her that might be too much for a single mother, that maybe she should stick to waitressing. And so she's torn between the income she makes now and taking a risk to make more.
I'm believing in my product because I love it and I use it every day, and I think that there's really a need of this thing. But, I have a fear to go into the business market because I feel so little.
And yet, little creative startup businesses like Felicitas's are being touted by people like Chancellor Angela Merkel as one of the best new ways to make it in the German economy. And as scared as Felicitas is, she is also hopeful.
I always said, okay, when I really founded my company, I will open a bottle of champagne. But I never did it, because you never know when there is the real start.
Even with her framed trademark certificate, her prototypes, Felicitas says it's hard to know when you've really made it in the German economy these days.
I don't know when to open the bottle of champagne.
In Berlin, I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
There is more from our series about the changing global economy and how to make it there. It's called Six Routes to Riches. It's on our website, marketplace.org.